are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. Over the weekend, Colorado lost an hour and sprung forward into daylight savings time. Colorado currently has two time change bills up for consideration. One bill calls for the state to adopt year-round daylight savings time. The other bill wants year-round standard time. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke to Dr. Karen Johnson, a sleep medicine specialist and associate professor of neurology at UMass Chan Medical School, Bay State. She says before we make any decisions, we should consider why we have time zones in the first place.
So, you know, the first is why do we have time zones? And that was really the railroad companies. So it used to be that everyone just looked above their head and said, sun is up high at noon, and that was their time. So if you were driving across the country, every town would have its own time. So you, if you were on a bus, you could go through five different time zones. And, you know, one would be 12:03, and every degree longitude that you go, the sun is shifted 4 minutes over. So, you know, people would look up at their sun and they would be off. And so it caused, you know, as we started moving more, it just started causing mass confusion. And then finally in 1966 was the Uniform Time Act. So that's why we have time zones. The idea in terms of why going to daylight savings time, one was some people thought you could get more out of your day. And the other issue that came up is, do we save more energy? And more recent studies looking at energy have actually found more energy use on daylight savings time. It takes more energy to warm up your house or your business on cold mornings. And the longer you're out and awake in the evening, we tend to turn on that air conditioner more.
So you study the human biological clock and how it's affected by time change. What have you found?
When we change the clocks, but don't change where the sun is in the sky, our hormones that sort of tell us where our clock is change only by 2 minutes after daylight savings time. So despite the hour clock change, our bodies do not adjust. And it affects things like our cognition and our productivity. So it really has these sort of long-term consequences that we could really lessen greatly just by being always on standard time, which is more matched to that sun time in the sky.
I mean, how much of our society is actually in tune with our biological clock?
So on average, people lose about 19 minutes of sleep per day during the whole daylight savings time period. When we have to get up for work by like 7 a.m. or go to school by 7 a.m., those people tend to lose about 36 minutes on average of sleep a day. And the problem is this really disproportionately affects certain people. So you're much more likely to have an early start time if you're a minority, if you have a lower social economic status. You know, school children tend to have to get up early. And one of the set of people that have the hardest time getting up early is teenagers. And this is why one of the other main public policies about sleep that's out there is called Start School Later. They have found that if schools start only at 8:30 in the morning instead of earlier, those kids get that little extra sleep. They're more aligned with sort of their own body's rhythm, and they're less affected by these things. And so schools that do start later, those students have higher academic achievement, less tardies and less missed days at school, less delinquency activities and you know, getting into trouble. So really that mix of letting us get the sleep we need and being more aligned can really help. So we have two options. One, we can change society so that we can start work late. Then it doesn't matter as much. Or we can stop changing the clocks.
So you're saying the extra 20 minutes actually do make a difference.
You know, it sounds like nothing, but it is huge. And it really, so if we look at, for example, cancer risk, for every 5 degrees more west from the point at where the sun is overhead at noon, we have a 3% increased risk of cancer. So if you are a full hour off from where you're aligned, that's a 12% increased risk of cancer. So little bits of time you know, cause health effects. They affect how we can think and our productivity. One big thing that's, I think, important for Colorado is they, you know, you do have bills there that are trying to promote time zone change. And if permanent daylight savings time is picked in Colorado, parts of Colorado would still be dark at 8:38 in the morning, and 100 days of the year would have sunrise after 8 a.m. And so people think, oh, I like late summers, but people really don't like dark mornings. It has been tried and failed before in the U.S. and other places, and ended both because of things like increased school children deaths at their bus stops in the morning, as well as increase in mood disorders and stress and other sort of health problems that have increased. So while it sounds good, especially if we phrase it as, do you want summertime or wintertime? When it's actually been done, we find that, you know, people do worse. And history has shown it. We don't want to repeat again. So we do want to end time change, but it's really important that we do it in the healthiest and safest way, which is standard time. And that doesn't even take an act of Congress. It's already pre-approved. Any state can just vote to go on standard time, and it can be done.
Dr. Johnson is a sleep medicine specialist and associate professor of neurology at UMass Chan Medical School, Bay State. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.